Okay, good afternoon. We'll call the meeting to order. And our first order of business is the approval of the minutes from the September 19, 2017 meeting. They were distributed with the materials. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second it, Doug.
Is there any discussion regarding the minutes?
No.
Okay, then all in favor say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
Matt, I'll vote aye.
Okay. Then our next order of business are the loans for this meeting. We have six loans at a little over $2.2 million.
They've been approved for public purpose, Brad.
Thank you. They all look relatively modest in size compared to some things we've seen. I'll make a motion to approve the loans.
Doug, I'll second the motion.
Is there any discussion regarding this package of loans? All right, then I'll call the vote. All in favor say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
Matt, I'll vote no.
Okay. The next order of business then is discussion and vote on proposed trust fund loan extensions. There's an attachment that discusses this. I think I'm going to look for one member of the staff to outline a little bit for us what this is about.
Yeah, we'll let Tom do that. This is Jonathan.
We had a couple loans that came through that were they were applied for as one-year loans. And because all of our loans require payments on March 15th, if the loan wasn't funded until much later, actually it comes across then as significantly less than a one-year loan. And so these two particular loans, it made much more sense to turn them into, in essence, a year and a half loans instead of starting over from scratch. And so pursuant to statutory authority, the board has the power to extend a loan as long as you're not going out beyond 20 years. And in this particular case, it made sense to extend these because the interest rate would be the same whether it was a one, a two, a three, or a five-year loan.
And they'll be paid back at the same time we anticipated.
Yep.
Okay. So we don't lose anything. We get the same interest. We get the payment still at the time frame we expected.
Right. Exactly.
And we'll have to just remember in the future, if people don't draw the money timely, that we might want to talk them into a two-year loan at the same interest rate at that time.
This is Doug. I have a silly question, I guess. Our normal program is we have 5-year, 10-year, and 20-year loans. I didn't know we had 1-year loans.
Well, 1 to 5 year.
Oh, so anywhere in between, 1 to 5.
Correct.
I don't remember ever doing those small ones before. I always remember 5, 10, and 20. I must have just missed it when we made 1-year loans. Okay, thank you. I'll make a motion that we approve this extension.
I'll second that. Any other discussion regarding this? Okay. All in favor of approving this extension, say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
Matt, I'll just vote no.
Okay. Then we have something that should bring a smile to the treasurer's face. We have a proposed land bank sale, or sales, several of them. Tom or Jonathan, you want to walk us through a little bit what these are?
Go ahead. Did somebody say something on the phone?
Oh, I just said please.
Oh, good. I'll let Tom do that. These are pretty meat and potato. Well, they're not meat and potato. They're unproductive. They have limited or no access. Although the Highway 70 parcel does have access, it's compromised by being in the vast majority swamp. But it does have some highland, so it might have a potential sale value.
Yeah, that piece on Highway 70, I've walked that personally, and if you think of it as a square, one corner of the square is high, and the rest of it is down low. But they're parcels that are not generating revenue for BCPL right now, and so it makes more sense to sell them. So
I should state that there's no guarantee just because we approve these for sale that they'll actually get sold. We have solicited the adjoining property owners and have found expressions of interest in buying these parcels. But when they You know, when the bid date comes up, sometimes you don't get a bid. But if it doesn't get a bid, then we will turn around and start advertising them.
Yeah, this is Matt. I just had a quick question. I mean, obviously, I support the sale of the land. In regards to, so we're basically going to have a bidding process. It'll just be public bid. And if one person bids and it's above the minimum, then we would sell it. If somebody bids below the minimum, and it's just one bid or two bids that are below the minimum, we don't sell it. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And then the only other question I had, I mean, I'm fine with these three parcels. I'd do more, obviously, but when we have to do an appraisal before is the way you guys have done it. And I guess my question is, I assume we did that because I saw it in the report and
right. That
person didn't work for free. I guess, especially since these are such small dollar amounts, I think one was, you know, $15,000, $10,000, whatever. I mean, do we have to pay a lot for these appraisals, or are they relatively inexpensive?
Well, they cost money. I mean, I think one of them was $500. The other one was a little bit more than that, wasn't it?
Yeah, depending upon the property, the appraisals are $500 and up, depending upon where it is.
And I guess the logistical question I'd ask is, I understand we have to know a baseline if we're doing a bid, but couldn't we just say that this is available, and then if nobody bids, we haven't done the appraisal? I mean, my only concern is to what Jonathan first said, because if nobody bids on this and we spent, let's say, $750, I mean, it's gone. I mean, we can't get it back. I guess I get the point that we need to know what our minimum is, but wouldn't we want to at least see if there's for sure interest?
Constitutional requirement.
Yeah. By law, we are required to get them appraised before they are offered for sale.
Is that in law or Constitution? Because I've read that little section of the Constitution. It just says it has to be appraised. It doesn't have to say, I would assume it's before it's sold, probably, but it doesn't say it has to be sold before you list it.
I believe by statute it says it has to be appraised before it's offered for sale.
Hmm. Okay. I guess I'd have to look at the statute on that.
It seems
kind of like, for example, if any of us, your three commissioners, had a house we were going to sell, we wouldn't appraise it first. We would get what we think it's worth. We get a bid, and, you know, like the bank comes in and requires an appraisal. We would require an appraisal before we sell it. I don't know. It's just, I'm a yes on this. I won't spend much more time. Let me
address it, Matt, because you're bringing up a good point. It's one of the things that constrains us here, is that we interpret the Constitution and the law to require an appraisal before we can offer it for sale. Because appraisals are expensive, we don't want to appraise something that we don't have some thought or belief that it's going to get sold. If it doesn't sell after an appraisal and your approval here, at least then we can advertise it, but we still are required to sell it at the appraised value or above. And there's just, we can't get out from underneath that requirement.
Yeah, and I guess I'll ask Thomas, it's in statute. Do you know what statute says that we have to do the appraisal first? You know where it is or no?
Yeah, hang on. Give me a second.
Okay. I mean, I'm all for appraising it before we sell it, like before we'd actually vote yes to sell.
20.
While he's doing it, we already heard that. He's looking things up, my question would be, how do we advertise it?
Well, let's answer the first question if Tom's got it.
Okay. The first issue is, Matt had asked which statute. It's 24.09. The board may not sell or exchange any public lands which were not appraised under 2408. So that's in essence where we start. And
we'll give you a written report on this, because
we can move on. But
it's past practice, and if it's susceptible to a statutory change, it might be worth considering. But the Constitution really nails us down. So.
Well, this is Doug. I mean, I think it kind of makes sense. What would happen if we didn't appraise it and we put it out and someone bid X dollars? And then we'd say, okay, thank you, now we're going to get it appraised, and the appraisal comes in more than X dollars, then we say, I'm sorry, we can't sell it to you.
That's exactly what would happen.
Yeah.
And that's sort of being...
But if the appraisal came in lower, for example, we don't have to disclose the appraisal. I guess, I don't know if it's a public record or what, but My point is, we're basically setting the price here. I mean, if I were going to bid on this, and I mean, you see these prices. I mean, they're $9,900. They're low. So, I mean, nobody's going to come in and bid $15,000. They're going to bid $10,000.
That's true, Matt, on these parcels. There are other parcels that might have higher value that would go above our appraised value, and that has happened in the past. I think this goes way back to making sure that the public interest is protected and that land values are sold for the true and accurate value. The dilemma for us is that these appraisals, if we appraise everything, it's too darn expensive.
No, we agree on all of that. I wouldn't want to sell anything unless we had an appraisal that we paid for and that we were sure was independent. But to list it is not selling it. I mean, if we list it and somebody bids, let's say this one of these is worth 15 and they come in with, say, we'll give you 8, you know, well, we don't have to sell it. You know, fine.
The statute 2408 says that that the land must be appraised before it is offered or reoffered for sale. So.
Okay, well, we can look into it. Never mind. We'll move on.
This is Doug. Doug with another question. When we offer these for public auction, if you will, or bid, do we have to disclose the appraised value?
We do.
And why do we? Is that in the statutes as well? Yeah, I think it would be our business if we want to keep that private. We keep it private. I don't know.
I'm with Doug on that. I mean, it just seems like we'd be, you know, why would we be telling them what we think something's worth?
But I mean, the math point was if they see the appraised value, they're not going to offer more. If we don't tell them that, we might get more.
Well, we sometimes do get more when we actually have competitive bids going out.
I understand, but if we did not disclose it, we might often get more.
Or a lot less. And no sale.
Right. I do not believe that Chapter 24 requires us to publish the appraised value. However, it has been the practice of the board since 1848 to do that. So,
well, why don't you think about it a while and see if there be any benefit to not doing that? I mean, A, we might get higher bids, or if we got a lower bid, then it would be our option to say, I'm sorry, but the appraised value is $5,000 more than you bid. Would you like to buy it at that price or not? Hello?
I'm trying to digest that. So, in essence, what you're talking about is setting a hidden reserve price.
Right.
For selling. Well.
Realistically, what Doug's saying is no different than a person selling their home. A person selling their home might list it for, let's say, $250, and they know they're not going to take less than $225 or whatever. I mean, there's an amount that we'd be willing to go to, but you don't. If you set it at exactly where it is ahead of time, I mean, I know Jonathan said sometimes we get higher, but I mean, I doubt it's not competitive. It's not.
These three parcels will unlikely to get higher bids.
Right.
They're swampy, unproductive parcels. Sometimes if we have some waterfront property or really good road frontage, we can get a bidding war going and get higher than the appraised value. But then again, usually the appraisal reflects the actual value, so we're really in the ballpark.
Well, Jonathan, you mentioned these three. Do you think that the neighboring parcels or somebody there might buy one of these?
In each case, the neighboring landowner has expressed an interest in buying it, but we've had occasions where they've expressed a firm interest and then not bid on it.
Okay, well, this would be good. Okay, thank you for the point. That would be no different than if I could offer to purchase somebody's home today. If I wanted to buy one of your homes right now, I can make you an offer. It doesn't mean you have to take it. My point is we should say, okay, if you're interested, send us an offer. And then, you know, if we think it's in the ballpark, you know, you all there, the staff up north, if it's not in the ballpark, well, then forget about it. But if it's in the ballpark, then we do the appraisal. We haven't necessarily listed it for sale at that point.
No, but Matt, you're beating a dead horse. We've discovered the Constitution says we have to appraise it. so we don't need to talk about that anymore. But
law
I think
does. Law does, not Constitution.
I misunderstood, Tom. I thought he read the Constitution to us.
No, those are two statutes I had cited. I don't have the Constitution in front of me, so.
Well, but for now, that's the law. If Matt wants to try to get the law changed, then that's okay. But I think I still don't have a total answer to my point, and I guess you have to think about it and get back to us as to whether it would be beneficial not to list those appraisals.
All right. We will get back to you on that, Doug, and the board.
Okay.
I would like you to understand, I think I stated this, but when we have these three parcels, if they don't get a favorable bid, we will then put them on our active list for property for sale and start advertising them.
We advertise
the bid.
Yeah.
But then we can also list with a realtor if we wanted to.
Okay. I'll make the motion to approve all three for public sale. Right. And I don't know what the motion you need, but I'll make the motion.
Okay. I'll second that. And is there any other discussion?
Well, I asked a little bit ago, this is Doug, how we advertise them, and I didn't get an answer, but that's not too important.
We can answer that.
Besides putting them on our website, we also put out a Class 3 publication. And so it's going to be publicized in the local papers for 3 consecutive weeks. So.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay, then all in favor of approving these proposed land bank sales, say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Matt.
Okay. Do we have any future agenda items to discuss today?
Don't believe so.
Okay. Then is there an executive secretary's report, Jonathan?
Actually, none today. I don't think there's anything that rises to the occasion of taking this meeting beyond this time, a lot of time.
Good idea.
Transaction report is no bond sales.
Okay. Well, very good then. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Doug, I'll second it.
All right. Then we've got both of you seconding, so I think that tells me how we're going to vote, and then we will talk again in 2 weeks. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, pleasure.
Bye.